Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you for Manna in the Morning, once more with a study from God's Word. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, continuing a study of the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, and our reading begins at verse 4, John 14, 4. And where I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The Lord Jesus here answers a question of Thomas. And in this section of the Gospel of John, his disciples ask him four questions. Simon Peter at the end of chapter 13 asks him, Lord, why cannot I follow you now? Dear Peter, he was so zealous, thinking he could follow the Lord wherever he went. But the Lord Jesus, as the hymn writer put it, bore our burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. Peter couldn't contribute to that work. He couldn't help the Lord. The Lord went to Calvary. The Lord did the work which prepared a place for us in his Father's house. But then there's another question here by Thomas, saying, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Then farther in the chapter, in verse 8, Philip says to him, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Not really a question, so much as a request of Philip. And then finally, Judas, not Iscariot, is going to ask him in verse 22, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? It's very good that the Lord Jesus welcomes questions. He didn't get peeved by the disciples interrupting him. He didn't say to them, oh, you're stupid. You shouldn't ask questions like that. In fact, Christianity is a faith that doesn't ask you to check your brain at the door. God bids you to bring your curiosity and bring your minds to him and probe the depths of his word. Because in God's holy word are to be found all the answers, all the things we want to know God has put down in his word. It's just a question of us searching them out and depending on his spirit to show us the answers in the word of God. Here Thomas says, we don't know where you're going, Lord, and how can we know the way? Now he should have known. The Lord Jesus had been telling them all along, I'm going back to the Father's house. I'm going by way of Calvary. I'm going up and going to be crucified at Jerusalem. But the disciples really couldn't fathom any of this. It was maybe unpleasant to their minds, and so they quickly shoved them out of the forefront of their thinking. And so Thomas here is bewildered, as no doubt the other disciples were too. And he says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way? Even if he thought, well, he's going back to the Father's house, he seemed to be thinking in physical terms. Well, where is heaven anyway, someone might ask. You know, is it another dimension, or is it beyond the galaxies, and so forth? Well, these questions of the physical nature of heaven, I really don't think are the pertinent thing. You'll notice how the Lord Jesus answers his question. He doesn't tell him where heaven is. He tells him how one may get there, what the way is, in other words. Jesus saith, I am the way. And dear friend, if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Savior, if he's not the one you're trusting in completely for your salvation, nothing will get you to heaven. Your baptism will not save you, your church membership, your physical relationship with other Christians. The only thing that can save you, the only thing that can bring you to God, the only thing that can grant you eternal life is a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. Coming to him in repentance and saying, Lord, you're absolutely right about me. I'm a hell-deserving sinner. I deserve the wrath of God. I deserve judgment for what I've done. I've neglected you times innumerable. But Lord, I want to be saved. Lord, I want that work that Jesus did on the cross for me to be applied to my account. His shed blood, where he gave up his life in place of mine, where he took the penalty that I was due, where he was judged for my sins in my place, I want to come by the way who is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you come to God meaning business and saying something like that in your own words and sincerity, God will save you.